Raised Sports is a proud member of the Storyhanger Podcast Network. For more information, go to storyhanger.com. Previously on Raised Sports.
The amount of money that I've made in poker, I think it's like right around like 89,000. Variance in poker is massive. Variance in baseball is three hopper right at a shortstop is an out, and a three hopper, let's say 10 feet left of the shortstop is a single.
And back-to-back, simply lucky hits.
He was the first person to actually get me to admit and get me to understand that I was a professional poker player. Right after that, you know, I instantly pulled out of the downswing and, you know, had a 30K upswing. Last night was, like, probably the worst outing I've, like, had in professional baseball. Like, I just could not find the strike zone at all.
Uvalo with his fourth walk in the inning.
So it really sucks, but you know, I'm trying new things. It's not something I'm like hanging my head about today or even really concerned about.
Before we get started with this next episode, I'd like to mention three easy ways you can help the podcast. First of all, we have a newsletter that comes out with every episode that includes bonus stories that didn't make the show. You can subscribe to the newsletter on raisedsports.com. Also on the website, we have custom-made t-shirts available for purchase, designed by our friends at Cool Fire Studios. And last but not least, it would be great if you'd head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a rating and a review. I'm told it helps with exposure, so that would be wonderful. So sign up for the newsletter, get yourself a Raised Sports t-shirt, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It would really help us out. Thank you so much. Now on with the show.
That was probably the biggest, you know, lesson I took from her, was just that, you know, to kind of ride the wave and not too high, not too low, and just understand that there's a reason that this is happening.
Every young baseball player dreams of taking the field in the major leagues, but even the best find out quickly that it takes more than dreaming to get there. It takes talent, hard work, and even a little bit of luck.
There's times where I've, you know, kind of had things planned in my head and like expected them to go a certain way, and they normally don't.
Welcome to season 2 of the Raised Sports Podcast, in which we'll go deep into the minor leagues and follow a prospect as he works towards what he hopes will be a shot at the big leagues.
The organization's going to test me, and if I can hold up, then great. If not, then they'll find somebody else, and that's kind of the nature of the business.
He'll endure long bus trips and short paychecks. He'll tinker with his game as the competition gets tougher, and he'll battle through the aches and pains that come with a long season.
It's just part of the game. I mean, playing a little bit banged up, I mean, you're never going to feel 100%, you know, in a 140-game season.
And along the way, he'll constantly look for any edge to improve his game, to impress, to find a way to advance up the minor league ladder.
When I'm my best is when I'm not thinking too much and I'm just out there to embarrass the hitter. For the rest of my career, just out to show the world.
And a swing and a miss, strike three. Pumps the fastball past Benson up in the zone.
Episode 8. There's a reason this is happening. A baseball season is a grind. There are games nearly every day, and things, at times, kind of take on a Groundhog Day kind of feel. Every day you get up, go to the park, work out, go through your process to prep for the game, then after the game, whether you play or not, it's shower, eat, and try to get some sleep before you do it all over again. There isn't a lot of time to reflect on how things are going. So, in our last episode, Cole had what he called one of the worst games of his professional career. He walked 4 guys in just 1 inning, and he was embarrassed by that outing. But if there was one silver lining, it's that the following day was one of those rare off days. It gave Cole a chance to take a deep breath and examine what had gone wrong the night before, to see if there was something he could identify as a reason for the command issues he had had. So, he went to the video.
It was kind of like a moment where I just had to like step back and go, okay, this isn't like me, and like what is going on? And it was just really good timing that there was an off day.
Cole looked at video from 2018. Video of his first pro stop in Spokane, video of his time in college at Georgia Gwinnett, and video from spring training. And he spotted the most minor detail, something so small that maybe nobody else, even the coaches who knew him best, would have noticed.
I mean, it was pretty subtle, but like in my delivery, I was getting just not as tight with my delivery. Like it was getting a little bit, it had slowed down and it had been getting like, moving parts in different directions. When I lifted my leg, I kicked my leg more out towards third base, which caused my back to kind of shift back towards first base. And then I was having to catch up and compensate. And I think that's why I was missing a lot down and in and up and away to lefties. So, and like pulling the ball.
This small thing was causing sort of a disruption in the kinetic chain. One thing led to another and another and another. And the next thing you know, he couldn't throw strikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a chain of events. Like if one thing, you know, might be a little bit off, it kind of snowballs into a number of other problems that I, you know, hadn't even realized I had gotten into until like I saw some old tape where it was just cleaner, quicker, and more efficient to the plate. And like I said, just working on my direction, like to the catcher, and not getting so like erratic in my delivery, which was causing me to be like erratic with my commands. But I caught it when I did.
Again, as we've mentioned before, the ability to self-evaluate in an honest, critical way is a big strength of Cole's. It allows him to make changes when necessary, but to do so in an analytical way, not out of emotion or frustration. He can tell the difference between simple variance, which we got into in Episode 7, and an actual problem that needs attention. This quality Cole has is something that others within the Rangers organization have noticed as well. That includes Matt Present, the play-by-play announcer for the Down East Wood Ducks. Matt has watched Cole up close through nearly the entire 2019 season.
I think my biggest takeaway with that was simply how self-aware he was. I know that he has the analytical background from working with Driveline, and you know, he's gone to college. You know, a lot of times that's, I've learned, kind of a barometer for how much guys are able to kind of analyze themselves and examine themselves. You know, I think just the college experience is, you know, something to be valued in a baseball player. Obviously, there's some really talented guys that come out of high school, but I think, you know, our pitching staff in particular, there are a lot of guys who went to college that, you know, really were able to understand the game a little bit more. They'd have maybe a little bit of a higher baseball IQ. And, you know, the fact that Cole, you know, had the experience at Driveline, had, you know, gone to college and was able to really self-evaluate and understand what he did well and what he wanted to work on, and his willingness to make changes so rapidly.
That's definitely part of it. Another big thing is simply Cole's inner drive. He knows how hard professional baseball is and how difficult it is to make it, but he's not going to let his opportunity slip past without doing everything he can think of to succeed. And there's yet another place this comes from, the lessons he learned from his late mother, Denise.
Yeah, I mean, she always used to talk about how, like, everything happens for a reason. That was kind of her mantra. And just, I think, you know, as I've grown, I've seen, like, you know, just not just baseball, but in life, like, I really believe that to be true. But especially in my baseball career, there's times where I've, you know, kind of had things planned in my head and, like, expected them to go a certain way, and they normally don't. And, you know, it's frustrating or upsetting at the time. And then as I'm able to look back, you know, years down the road, you do realize that, like, you know, that was probably a good thing. It happened that way. That was probably the biggest, you know, lesson I took from her, was just that, you know, to kind of ride the wave and not too high, not too low, and just understand that there's a reason that this is happening.
The lessons that Denise taught him stuck with Cole, perhaps in part because he was so much like her. a social person with an easygoing demeanor, someone who liked to joke around. Here's Cole's father, Steve.
She had a very light personality. She had a lot of friends. She was a jokester. She was very easy to be around. And Cole has some of that with him, you know, in his character. And I think that helps him, you know, sort out things from time to time. That part of his character where, you know, he's easy to talk to, he, you know, takes time and he's got friends pretty much anywhere and everywhere he goes. He's not a loner, you know, and that he, you know, came from her, you know, that was her side. You know, she was very, very, very well received and liked and thought of. So I think that he's amplifying that himself.
Denise had this attitude despite being handed more than her share of bad luck, at least from a health perspective. Decades ago, before Cole was born, she was diagnosed with cancer. She recovered, but later it returned and spread. All the while, she handled it with grace, with an inner strength.
My mom was originally diagnosed with melanoma skin cancer in the mid-80s. And they surgically removed it off her back. And then she, you know, had me and had my sister. And then in like 2005, it came back and it had kind of spread from her back to her like lungs. And she wasn't given all that long to live, but kind of changed her lifestyle a little bit. Started eating better, eating like super clean and working out a little bit more. And she ended up living a lot longer than they expected.
Denise's determination was an important influence, as was her mantra, that things happen for a reason and you just kind of have to ride that wave. It had a direct impact on how the family handled her illness. They made sure to make the most of their time together, to make it quality time. They took big family vacations. Trips to Disneyland and Hawaii stood out for Cole. And while he might not have understood the importance of those trips at the time, he has recognized their value in the years since.
They mean everything. I mean, it wasn't really like told like, hey, we're going on these vacations because your mom could pass away any day. It wasn't really like that. It was more just, you know, we're going to go spend some quality time with some family and have all happy, positive memories. And, you know, those were the last memories I have pretty much of my mom. And they're just great. And that's why I think, you know, I've been able to kind of be at peace with my mom passing away is just because of how positive, like all my memories and, you know, last interactions were with her.
It was Valentine's Day of 2007 when Denise would succumb to cancer. Cole was just barely 13 years old at the time. His father, Steve, says it was hard on everybody, but especially on his son because he and his mom were so much alike. Steve noticed a change in Cole.
You know, with his mother passing away at 13, you know, that was a big setback for him, you know. Angry. He wasn't disobedient or didn't cause any problems, but you know that rocks a young man's world, everybody's world. I think had some impact there. But he got quieter. You know, he wasn't as happy, and that's all to go with it. You know, that's the normal stuff.
It also drew Steve, Cole, and Cole's sister Ashlyn closer together. Steve tried to make sure they stayed busy. And both kids dove into sports with greater intensity, with greater drive.
He had lots of support, you know, from, you know, our friends and family group. And you know, a couple years after she passed, I started seeing his stepmom, Lisa. And, you know, she was there for lots of support and, you know, to do whatever she could. But ultimately, it was his own inner drive that kind of got him through it, you know. We were real busy. I didn't allow a lot of time for everybody to sit around and feel, you know. We all processed, but, I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, he played basketball on a travel team. We played baseball on a travel team. He, you know, played football when he was in junior high school and his sister did the same thing. So if he wasn't playing, she was. So we were always gone doing something.
Cole hasn't looked back since. He just keeps moving forward, whatever hurdles he faces. As we've outlined throughout this series, he changed from shortstop to pitcher as a college freshman, converted from a submarine pitcher to an over-the-top delivery soon after. He came back from Tommy John surgery, pitched for a third college, did well enough to get drafted. He's always found a way to overcome obstacles, to continue to improve, to identify and solve problems. That four-walk outing on July 15th was the perfect example. The very next day, he spotted the problem with his delivery on video, and he immediately worked to fix it.
Yeah, just made like a simple adjustment. Started messing with it in my throwing program and then messing with it in my bullpens, and then I just took into the game, and I've been seeing like a lot of good results, like throwing a lot of strikes and stuff. So it's been exciting, just trying to build off that.
Cole's next outing came on July 20th, fittingly against Winston-Salem, the same team he had given up four walks to 5 days earlier. Cole threw 14 pitches in his one inning of work. 10 of those pitches were strikes. He struck out two and walked none.
Now the kick and the 2-2. And a fastball got him looking. On the outside corner, Uvula paints the black, and he gets back-to-back strikeouts in a 1-2-3 eighth.
And the run continued. Over his next four outings, covering the rest of July and into early August, Cole pitched 5 1/3 innings, and not only did he not walk anybody, he didn't even allow a hit while striking out 11. He threw 62 pitches during that stretch, and 44 of them, that's 71%, were strikes. It was a remarkable turnaround, and even better, the only base runner Cole allowed during that time was when he hit a batter with a pitch.
Breaking ball inside, hit Grenier as he turned his back to it. It got him on the back left leg. He'll now head down to first base, a two-out base runner.
And then that batter tried to steal second base, but was thrown out.
Drops the glove, now the 1-1. Runner takes off, breaking ball low and in. Snap throw down to second base is in time. They got him. Poza with great footwork in position to throw before that ball even got to home plate. And he fires a missile down to second base to catch Grenier and end the inning.
So Cole, who in addition to everything else had been working to be quicker to the plate, had seemingly found a groove in that aspect of his game as well. It's funny how things work out, how there is rhythm to life sometimes. Things go well, then a roadblock crops up, and maybe you either despair and give up, or you hope things turn around, or you figure out how to beat that roadblock and get things going well again. Like Denise taught him, ride the wave, don't get too high or too low. Understand that there is a reason this is happening. Cole took this mantra and figured out how to deal with his control issues. He also used that moment to reflect more broadly on his journey through professional baseball. And he realized that even when it feels sometimes frustratingly, agonizingly slow, like everything is two steps forward and one step back, the important thing in that scenario is that things are still moving forward.
It's funny how, like, if you would have interviewed me in like March or April, you know, I would have probably told you that if things go perfectly, you know, I could be in double A by June and, you know, have a chance at freaking, you know, breaking with triple A and spring training next year and all sorts of things where like I thought I was. And then, you know, I get here and I kind of was like, you know, by all means, I'm having a good season, but I kind of was exposed in like a lot of areas that I never really realized were important. And I still even am working on them today. And it's just interesting how that stuff, like, you know, I do think like I still am, you know, could pitch in double A right now. But, you know, when the organization like sent me here, you know, I thought this would be another quick stop. And it's just been I've learned just so much about myself, so so much about my pitching and my mental side of the game and just, you know, even just as far as like what I actually enjoy about professional baseball here. And it's just been a phenomenal year when it comes to like personal growth as a pitcher, but also as a person. And like when I think about, you know, exactly what you said, like everything happens for a reason. It's just so true.
A mediocre slider prompted Cole to develop a top-notch curveball. The stolen bases led to Cole learning to be quicker to the plate. And the four-walk game led to Cole improving his command. Things happen for a reason. And in Cole's case, the reason they happen is to teach him how to be better. The improvements were necessary for his development and his advancement, even though it might have seemed to him at the time to be coming far too slowly.
Sure, the Rangers could have stuck me in Double-A in June, but would I have been ready? Probably not. And I definitely wouldn't have said that in March or April, you know, and it's been awesome. Like, you know, it's finally, you know, starting to come together. And it's just been an entire season of like two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, three steps back, one step forward kind of thing. And it's, as long as I've been, I do feel like I have been moving in the right direction and just learning a lot. So it's been, yeah, I just think like stuff like that has happened for a reason. Me, you know, early in the year, having a bunch of runners steal bases on me happened for a reason. Me getting behind in counts and giving up, you know, having long innings where I can't finish outings has happened for, I mean, just like a number of things. And then just also just taking a step back and not being so laser focused on results in my outings and just enjoying the time in the bullpen with the group of guys that I really like, and playing cards in the clubhouse and joking around with the coaching staff and the strength trainer and the athletic trainer and stuff like that has made this year, you know, so awesome.
The Rangers had wanted Cole to improve some things throughout the season. They wanted him to improve his secondary pitches, to improve his command, and to improve his delivery time to home plate. Now, with 1 month of the regular season left, and the Down East Wood Ducks heading towards the Carolina League playoffs, Cole appeared to have checked every single box. So now what? Could he keep it up? Could he ride that momentum into the postseason and beyond? Could he continue to ride the wave? Thank you for listening to the Raised Sports Podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Bob Harkins. Special thanks as always to Cole Uvula for letting me follow along with him throughout the 2019 season, and also to Steve Uvula and Matt Present for their comments in this episode. Music credits go to Broke for Free, Andy G. Cohen, and Kevin McLeod, and the theme song comes from DL Sounds. Broadcast game audio courtesy of Mr. Present, AM 960 The Bull, and the Down East Wood Ducks. Coming up in Episode 9, Cole continues to dominate throughout the month of August, and the Texas Rangers not only take notice, but they decide to turn up the heat. Cole gets word that the Rangers will give him a chance to prove himself against some of baseball's top prospects in the Arizona Fall League.
But yeah, it's like really exciting, and it's exactly what I want. You know, I mean, I want to be tested because I want to know. You know, I want to know if I can, you know, hang with those guys, and I obviously believe I can, and you know, again, it's just another opportunity to prove myself.
I'm Bob Harkins, and this is Raised Sports. Thanks for listening.